Welcome to The Sacramentalists, a podcast where the ancient Christian faith is brought to bear on issues prevalent in modern culture. I'm your host for today, Father Wesley Walker, and I'm very excited to be joined by Dr. Christopher Beely. He served as the director of Anglican Episcopal House of Studies at Duke University and was the Jack and Barbara Bovender Professor of Theology, Anglican Studies and Ministry at Duke Divinity School since 2018. He and his wife, Shannon, to whom he's been married for 31 years, are about to embark on a new journey, though, because he's a priest in the Episcopal Diocese of Texas, and he's going to be moving to Dallas. So from one holy land, the Raleigh-Durham area, to another, the home of the Dallas Cowboys, at least in my mind, it's a holy land. And so you're doing that later this summer, right, Dr. Beely? That's in August, I think, is when the transition
In fact, I already did.
You did?
It was last August. Yeah, we've already made the move here to the Diocese of Dallas and the land of the Cowboys and many other good things, as you say.
Excellent. Well, maybe we could talk a little bit about that transition just for a minute. I mean, you have been in academia for a long time, and I imagine in some ways you haven't completely left that. I don't think anybody ever really does, but moving from being a professor, working with students, working in the Anglican House of Studies there at Duke, to now being in a parish, I mean, what is that transition like? I imagine there's some differences and some things you have to get used to one way or the other.
Yeah, you could run that both directions, I'm sure.
Yes.
Well, it has been quite a transition, and that's a question I've been asked a lot, actually. And it was a bit of an odd thing. You know, at first blush, I think a lot of people assume that one might try to go the other direction, or many have, et cetera. So when I discerned this call and spoke with friends and colleagues and others, it's an unusual thing to do. I've been teaching in university-based divinity schools for 20 years. Really, the students have actually asked me all along, many times, would you ever return to the parish? Would you ever return to full-time parish ministry? And I've done full-time parish ministry before. I've been a rector before, and I've been, you know, doing kind of Sunday pulpit sort of ministry all along, a lot of regional and national ministry, clergy conferences and stuff. So I've been really close to parish ministry the whole time. So for me, there are two different ways to think about the transition. One, I normally say vocationally, and the other is institutionally. So vocationally, I'm a priest of the church, and I have been training people for pastoral ministry and other vocations for 20 years. So for my jump from the academy back to the parish, it's more like, say, a medical school professor going back to private practice, or a law school professor saying, I'm going to go back to the firm. I know how to practice. I'm training people to do it, and I'm just going to go back to private practice. So to be honest, vocationally, it's not much of a jump at all. It was actually quite seamless. So the exception to what I'm saying about a seamless vocational move is, of course, the research and the teaching. But in fact, when I interviewed to move to the parish, we discussed that I would actually continue to do my research and writing. It's a different volume and pace, of course, I've got two books in progress right now, in fact. But vocationally, it was pretty seamless. Institutionally, it's quite a jump, you know, to go from a major university where I was part of a larger divinity school environment with a dean that I report to, and now I'm the rector of a large church. So there's some similarities, to be sure, but also a lot of differences. And so a bit of a both and.
Yeah, that's awesome. We love talking to people here. We just had a guest on a couple of weeks ago, Dr. Scott Harrower, who's down in Australia at Ridley College. Same idea. He, you know, does priestly work and academic work, and sees both of those things very connected in terms of his job. So we really appreciate priests and scholars and scholar priests and the way that they kind of unite academia and church work. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
I did want to briefly, as an aside, I saw in your bio that you did your undergrad in philosophy at Washington and Lee.
I
just wanted to take a second and talk about how beautiful the town of Lexington, Virginia is.
It is a stunning place. And I tell you, I mean, as a kid growing up in Houston, the sort of LA style big city on the Gulf Coast, when I was looking around with my dad at colleges in the Southeast, and we set foot in the Shenandoah Valley in Lexington, Virginia, it was a pretty easy sell. I had a wonderful time at W&L and some excellent teachers, and got to do, had a great church life, some campus ministry stuff, and really grew intellectually and as a Christian and with a sense of ministry. So that was a really beautiful place in my life.
That's awesome. My wife and I, we when we got married, we were living in the Lynchburg, Virginia area. So we would often do our anniversary trip to Lexington and go see Natural Bridge. And what a cool town. It's a great area. So
it's beautiful. I love it. Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, the reason we have you on today is to talk about a conference that you all are hosting at Church of the Incarnation there in Dallas, which is the Radical Vocations Conference. That's September 21st through the 23rd of this year. Mm-hmm. For listeners who may not be familiar with it, because I think this is something that's been going on for at least a few years now, what is that conference?
Yeah, so it's a three-day conference organized around the topic of vocation. So it's especially friendly for people who are discerning, ministry, lay or ordained. But it also really doubles as a clergy conference. And so a lot of folks, seminary faculty or parish priests or so on, are coming with people that they're mentoring and trying to raise up for ministry. We get a lot of inquirers. And so it's a bit of an all-in-one conference, mainly a vocations conference, but there are also some, fantastic keynote addresses, some really meaty, serious theology. So it just turns out to be a space and an event where people with a, more or less traditionalist mindset within the Anglican fold come together to think about the future of the ministry of the church.
Mm-hmm. And so you have some pretty great speakers kind of lined up for it. Who all is going to be there?
I'm very excited. We have my Duke colleague, Jeremy Begbie, is with us, Ephraim Radner from Wycliffe College, Stanley Hauerwas, another Dukie, Wes Hill, Tish Harrison, Amy Peeler, Annette Brownlee, Paul Wheatley, and we have, I'll be giving a talk as well, the Orthodox theologian John Baer is going to be speaking. In addition to that, on the ecclesiastical side, we have a number of leading bishops from the Episcopal Church and the ACNA. So this is going to be an ecumenical Anglican gathering, and the new Secretary General of the Anglican Communion, Bishop Anthony Pogo, is a Sudanese bishop now running the ACO office, is going to be with us. We'll be having a panel with him and some other folks on what's really the main topic of the conference, which is unity and difference in the Anglican Communion and just as Christians in general. Why does unity matter in such a fragmented and bitter and polarized culture?
Mm-hmm. So is that sort of the theme of the conference then? It is this idea of unity?
It is indeed. That's okay. that's the organizing theme of the conference. And with that said, we have different topical addresses in the keynote talks, from Christology to pneumatology or the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, the doctrine of the church, Christianity and culture. And in some of our liturgies, there'll be two evensongs and two Eucharists, with preachers there. Bishop Todd Hunter is going to be one of our preachers. Russ Levinson, the rector of St. Martin's Church in Houston, is one of our preachers, and so on. So it's a mixture of keynote addresses, smaller panel discussions and workshops, and some amazing liturgies that we'll get to celebrate together.
Awesome. That's really cool. So if people want to sign up, where can they do that? How much will it cost?
Yeah. So if you just Google Radvo, R-A-D-V-O, or it's radvoco.org, R-A-D-V-O-C-O.org. And there's a registration button on there. And I can't remember the exact price. It's not telling me at the moment. Yeah, it looks like it's $295 for the three-day conference at this time through June. That's the early bird rate, and it'll go up a little bit after June. But for students, it's only $99. And we have a lot of students, a lot of seminarians will be here, and even college students who are exploring holy orders want to come visit with us.
That's really cool. Yeah, well, it sounds like a great opportunity. So September 21st through the 23rd, down there in Dallas at the Church of the Incarnation, about $295 for regular pricing in the early bird for the early bird offer. So that sounds great.
Yeah. Well, thanks. It's great to talk about. And again, it's radvoco.org.
Radvoco.org. We'll put a link to that in the show notes so that people can access it if they're interested in seeing a little bit more about it. Excellent. Well, yeah. Well, thank you for coming on. We really do appreciate it. And it's always good to kind of know what's going on and keep our ears to the ground and let other people know.
Well, thanks. It's great to be with you, Wesley. And I just want to just give a shout out for that scholar priest vocation. You know, I've told students for many, many years, there's nothing the church needs more than really faithful, well-trained MDiv theologians. We all need to be scholar theologian, pastoral leaders of the church. And, you know, to have a deeply thoughtful and wise, theologically driven ministry is the most practical thing we can possibly do. And appreciate you having me on, and greetings to all those out there who are considering this kind of life.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So to end our episodes, one thing we always do is we each talk about one thing we're kind of into lately. And it can be a book, a movie, experience, game, anything really. So is there anything that you're sort of into lately?
Oh my gosh. I'm going to confess that the new thing that I'm into lately, which I haven't had time to do in other phases of my life, read small kids, is I'm really enjoying getting back into my golf game. So if anybody's, you know, looking for a round of golf in Dallas, give me a shout.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Golf is, I'm waiting till I retire to get good at golf. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah. There's otherwise you can, we're on Zoom together here, but you can see my book. So there's no shortage of literature and, church fathers and theologians that I read, but right now I'm enjoying getting back to some golf too.
Love it. Well, with the weather changing, I'm also into an outdoor thing, which is pickleball.
Love it. Yeah.
It's so great. We have a court right in the neighborhood, and so my wife and I take we have two young boys, 5 and 2. And so we take them out and we'll put them on one court and we'll play on the other one. And, anyways, it's a good way to kind of stay moving, and it's not quite as difficult as tennis can be, but it's sure.
I love it. It's a lot of fun. We have a public park, a court right across the street from the church, and our staff goes over every week or two and plays together. So we've got some pickleball going here at Incarnation.
That's awesome. I'm actually looking forward to doing that at our parish, because we have a neighborhood across the street from our parish, and they're building a private pickleball court. But the nice thing is we have some people there with some connections to the church. So we'll be doing the same thing.
Fantastic.
That's awesome. Well, and Dr. Bailey, if people want to get more familiar with your work or follow you, where can they do that?
Oh gosh. Well, I guess I do have one of those academia pages. Otherwise I've got books on Amazon, and I've got a website, here at the church at incarnation.org. And otherwise I don't have a lot of PR. I don't have my own morning show yet, Wesley. So
not yet. I need
to work on that.
That's right. Very good. Very good. Well, maybe we'll have to have you on again, in the future, especially around football season.
So. All right. Very good. Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And listeners, may the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost be amongst you and with you always.
Amen.